Let's begin. We're up to Perek Mem Dalet. Okay, after we finish Yirmiyahu, we're going to learn Yecheskel. Okay, so we have to make a collection. I have to buy the Svarim. Okay. Hadavar, Perek Mem Dalet, Hadavar, Asher Hoye Eli. This goes very quickly. We'll try maybe to go very quickly. There's not that many Midrashim and Farshim on this, just the basic Pshat and Psukim. Hadavar, Asher Hoye El Yirmiyahu, El regarding all of the Jews that are living in Mitzrayim, Hayoshim b'Migdol, living in the following three cities: b'Migdol, u'b'Sach Panches, u'b'Noif, these u'b'Eretz Pasrois, laying on the land of Pasrois. I'm assuming that's a fourth city of Pasrois was, I guess, a fourth city in Egypt. It seems over here there were four different cities in Egypt: Migdol, Sach Panches, and Nof, and then a city called Pasrois, the land of Pasrois. I'm not sure if that's part of Egypt, not part of Egypt, but it was near Egypt. Perek Mem Dalet. Perek Mem Dalet Pasuk Aleph. So
Nof is what we call
Memphis.
Either that or Mof.
Or what?
Either Mof or Nof.
Mof or Nof?
Yeah.
And what's Migdol? What do we call today Migdol? Migdol?
No, but the Pasrois, we have the Pasruch.
So they're related to Egypt. They could be different regions in Egypt. They have a new archaeological find. It was on the radio last night. I was listening. They were talking about it. They dug up some very old 5,000-year-old. It's from before all these pharaohs. Predates the pharaohs that we know today in that area, where Memphis wasn't the capital yet.
Pasuk base. Koyim Hashem Tzivaka Yisrael Yisrael Atem Risem Eis Kol Harasher Havesi Al Yerushalayim. You have witnessed all of the evil which I brought upon Yerushalayim, the Al Kol Har Yehuda, and the cities of Yehuda, V'hinam Harva, and today Yerushalayim and Yehuda is destroyed. Hayem Hazeh, V'ein Bohem Yoshev, there's no living there. So in other words, Yerushalayim is coming to warn them that it's going to happen to you in Egypt. You think that you have fled to Egypt, and everything here is going to be fine and good. You're going to survive. You're going to live a normal life. That's not so. If you continue here in Egypt to worship idols, the main thrust of Yirmiyah's criticism to the Jewish people is, you're living in Egypt and you are worshipping Avodah Zarah. You're going to be destroyed. The same way, recently, Hashem destroyed Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, and Ar Yehuda, Hashem is also going to destroy the people who live in Mitzrayim. Pasuk Gimel, Mibnei Ro'asam, because of the evil, Asher Asu L'Hachisein, due to the evil which they have done to anger me, L'Leches, to go L'Kater, to offer incense, L'Avod, L'Elohim Achidim, Asher Lo Yidu'um, that they do not know, Hema Vei, Atem V'Avoseichem. So what did I do in Yerushalayim? Pasuk Dalet, for Eshlach Aleichem, Eskol Avodai Hanevim, Hashkem v'shlech early every single day, continuously. Leimar al not hasu eis tvar hatoiva hazos asher sodeis. Do not do this abomination which I hate. What happened? Pasuk kev v'loy shamu v'loy. They did not listen. V'loy hitu as aznam lashuv meira asam levilti katel l'luhim achedim. They did not listen to me. To stop offering incense to strange gods. So what happened in response? Pasuk vav v'atitach ha-mosi v'api. I poured out my anger and my fury. V'ativav or Yehuda, and it burned in the cities of Yehuda v'chutzos Yerushalayim. V'atiyenu l'chorba, and it was destroyed. L'shmama, a place of desolation. Kayoyim azeh, like today. So over here in these psukim, all the way through pasuk vav, we're just reviewing. Yirmiyah is reviewing. Listen here. Egypt, the Jews living in Egypt, the survivors who are living in Egypt, you're continuing to do the same type of sins that you and your forefathers, your relatives did not that long ago in Eretz Yisrael. And I want to warn you, just like I destroyed Eretz Yisrael, I destroyed Yerushalayim, I destroyed Yehuda, I destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, I'm going to do the same thing to you as well. Pasuk Zayin, V'yatoa now. Koyam HaShem Elokei Tzavaka, it's Elokei Yisrael. Lama Atem Moisim Ragedoyla Al Nafsho Seichem. Why are you continuing to do a very great evil to your neshamos, lahachris lachem, in order to cause the sins that you are doing are going to cause that you will be cut off. Lahachris lachem, it will cause that you will be cut off. Ish v'isha, a man, a woman, oilel, a child, v'yonek, an oil, I guess, is like a toddler. A yonek is an infant. Mitoch Yehuda, Levilti Haiser Lechem Sheiris, among the Haiser, oh, here Yehuda means from the Jewish people, to the degree where there's not going to be any survivor whatsoever. Lahachi Seini, how are you, what are you doing, what are you doing, you're angering me, Bebasei Dechem, Lekater, to offer incense, Lelohim Acherim, Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Atem Bom Lagorsham, which you're coming to live there. Leman, and your sins that you are doing is going to bring about a sequence of events. Leman Hachritz Lachem, it's going to cause you to be destroyed. Uleman Heyeschem Liklala, it's going to make you into a curse, Ulecharpa, and a disgrace. Bechol Goye Oretz, among all of the nations of the earth. Pasuk Tes, Hashgachten, did you forget? Esraos avoseichem, the sins, the evils of the evil deeds of your forefathers. The Esraos Malcha Yehuda, the kings of Yehuda, the Esraos Nashav. Now here he focuses. This is going to open up a whole discussion of women, the evil of the wives, the queens, the wives of the kings. The Esraoseichem, and your own evil deeds. The Esraos Nishaychem, and the evil deeds of your wives. Asher Asu, what they have done, Be'eretz Yehuda v'chutzos Yerushalayim. Did you already forget all of the sins? Loy duku'u, you have not been subdued. You have not been crushed. In other words, you did not learn the lessons. You've done such terrible averos, and in response and punishment for the averos, the whole Eretz Yisrael was destroyed, and you have not been humbled. You have not been subdued. Ad hayom hazeh, even until this day, below Yaru, and you do not fear the consequences of sin. For holchu b'soyrasi, you did not go in my Torah, uvichukosai in my laws, asher nasati lifneichem lifnei avoseichem. Okay, so this is a nice, a lot of psukim over here describing the Musar Yirmiyah is now giving to the people living in Mitzrayim. It's after the Churban, after all the dust has settled, the survivors have made their way into Mitzrayim, and they are continuing in their merry ways, and he's telling them, you think just because you leave in Egypt, you can do now whatever you want. You're making a very big mistake in Egypt. You're going to be destroyed the same way your forefathers, the way your relatives, your parents were destroyed when they lived in Eretz Yisrael and did these very same averas. Let's run through the Mepharshim very quickly. It's all very easy. Pasuk Aleph in the Mitzudos David. Hayoshim, to summarize everything we've learned, Hayoshim Eretz Mitzrayim. V'chozar Perish Hayoshim B'Migdol Shehim Eretz Mitzrayim. So first it says those who live in Egypt, and then it goes on to describe, to break down Egypt into four different regions or four different cities. There's Migdol, there's Sach Panches, that we know is the capital. Sach Panches was the capital where Paro had his palace. Noif is the third city, and then he calls a fourth city or fourth region called Eretz Pasrois. Pasuk Gimel, Asher lo yedu'um hema, your forefathers worshipped idols. Asher lo hayu makiram bahem me'oz, they worship things that they have no knowledge of. Atem va'avosechem, gam atem gam avosechem, osu hara, everyone did the evil. Pasuk Dalet, hashkem v'shalayach, I warn you, I send prophets early in the morning, continuously, every single day. Hayisi mashkem u'mashem shalech, bezrizos raf, I sent messengers to warn you with diligence. Al no tasu, ko'aymer, im ad hein asisem hara al tasu ata, I told you, well, I'll forgive you for your past sins. Just don't continue doing averos further. Ha'atoivos hazos, hu avodas ha'alul avodazara, v'atitach Hashem poured out, uvavur zeh shofcha chamosi, because of your sins I poured out my anger, kayom hazeh, shinom charedim, like today where the cities of Yerushalayim are desolate. Pasuk Zayin, al El nafsho sechem, don't continue to harm your neshamos. Return to Leimar. La'atzmechem tasura, by doing averos, you're causing yourselves harm. Ki yachris mikem ish v'ish, Hashem will cut off from you men and women. Pasuches lachiseni achshav yafarish ba'isim b'ro la'atzmam. Now we are describing exactly what they did to cause harm to their neshamos. Leimar b'mesh atem machisim oisi b'masi deichem. You're worshipping idols, and this is going to be for you a source of curse. L'klola yomer b'kilaschem shiyu kimoischem. When people observe, people curse one another among the goyim, they'll say you should be like a Jew. Just like a Jew is cursed, look what happened to them, so too that should happen to you. U'lecherpa kulam yicharfu eschem, they will all put you to shame. Pasuk Tes, hashkachtem, ha'im shachachtem, did you forget? Did you forget what happened? What happened to your forefathers? I know you did not forget. You have fond memories of your parents, your grandparents, your relatives, and what they did not so long ago in Eretz Yisrael, and look what happened to them. Not only did they do Averos, their wives did Averos. And that's going to be a very important topic of the next parak, the women. The women is very interesting. A whole theme, a whole section on the influence of a woman. Nashav shall kol echad mehamalachim ha'im, the wives of each one of these kings, they were also instrumental in causing Klal Yisrael to sin. Loiduku, loinitke, loilibam, their hearts were not subdued. Rotzon loimar, adayin loinichnu, they were not humbled. Ad hayom azev lo yaru, and they were not afraid. Okay, pasuk yud aleph. Okay, that's already, we didn't get that far. Let's see Rashi. Rashi just says one word, loiduku, loilibam meiru osam, their hearts were not crushed due to the evil that came upon them. Pasuk Rashi Radak Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel begins Hema Atem Avosechem Hema Yoshei Ha'arim Shazochar Shemesu Ashagalu. Those people who lived in the cities of Eretz Yisrael that died or went into exile. V'lo Atem Avosechem Lo Yidatem Asam. And you and your forefathers did not know from idol worship. It's something that's strange to you. Why would you want to adapt, to take, to follow in the ways of something which you have absolutely no knowledge in and no history of ever dealing with? Did you forget? Hashinkala, okay, in Pasuk Tes, the shin is, there is no dot in the shin. Hashinkala, the hahei below gi'iyah. Now the hay does not have a, I don't know what gi'iyah means. V'yesh svarim hahei b'ga'oya. I don't know what that means. B'ga'oya, what's the hay b'ga'oya? Hash gachtem. Maybe ha'goya means there's a mesek. Maybe that's what it means. Maybe ga'oya means there's a line under the hay to give it emphasis. So maybe that's what the ga'oya means. I'm just speculating. The S, because now in my edition, I don't know what you have in your edition, my edition, hash gachtem, I have a meseg underneath the hay, which means to give it emphasis. Yeah, hash gachtem, right. You have it also, so I'm assuming the word ga'oya means a meseg, it's the Radak's terminology for a meseg. It's very common, all of the Rishonim, they have their own terminology for diktuk, well, even how to define.
What is that function at the end?
It provides emphasis that it's like almost like a mele'el.
Is that like the accent point?
Yes, the accent, correct. In this passage, there are going to be two accent points because the trop is always, without exception, an accent point. So here you're going to have really two then. Hashkachtem, you have to emphasize both the beginning of the word and the end of the word. If there would not be a meseg, it would be...
Which one is a meseg?
A meseg is like a line.
A vertical
line underneath the hay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that means there's a point of emphasis. Emphasis. Okay, let's see. The Esros, Nashav, Nishay, Kol Melech, Melech, the wives of every single king, V'chein, Re'idu, Be'eshes, Avia, Sha'as, Samaf, Letzes, we find Be'eshes, Avaya. The wife of Avaya, one of the kings of Yisrael, she was a witch. She also saw mafletzes la'asherus. She made a mafletzes. She means she made some type of ornament, some type of
literally.
What? She made some type of mafletzes, an ornament in honor of the Asherah tree. Asherah was one of the most popular forms of idol worship, to bow down to a certain type of tree. In honor of this tree, she built a mafletzes. I don't know what that is, some type of decoration. So we see that she excelled in her wickedness. Pasuk Yud, Loidaku Arayim Azeh, they have not been humbled until this day. Loinichnu V'losamu Atzvam Dikoim, they did not humble themselves, they did not make themselves subdued. Mipnei Ha'inesh Shehesigam Al Ra'osam Sh'asu, which came upon them due to the evil which they have done. They did not take to heart that the punishment that has come upon them was in response for their evil deeds. If they would take to heart that, look, they were doing Averos and Hashem is punishing us, they would stop. They would stop doing the Averos so that they should stop suffering.
Yeah, the word you...
Mafletzes?
Translate, Abia's wife made a frightful image.
A frightful image.
Yeah.
Mafletzes. Okay, whatever that means.
You can imagine what that could like be. Like something satanic or something like that.
Something in the other side. Okay, let's go for it. Going.
The hay gateway, what the point that he's making with the hay is, as opposed to like a hay idea, that it's a question. Do you think it's even remotely possible that I could forget what you did?
Right.
That's what he's saying.
That's the first. Hala, right. The question. It's a rhetorical question.
That's what his point is making.
With the mesek. The hey emphasizes the question.
The hey, because it's like, oh, what?
It's emphasis on the question. Can it really be?
Sure, separation.
Right. Okay, pasuk yudaf. Now let's go to the next series of psukim. L'chein therefore, now he follows pasuk yudaf. Perik mem dal pasuk yudaf. L'chein therefore, koyim Hashem tzvokas l'chei Yisrael. Hineni son ponai bochem l'ra'ah. I'm going to set my face against you to bring upon you evil. Ulahachris es kol Yehuda, and to wipe out the entire Yehuda. V'lokachti yesheris Yehuda, I will take the remnants of Yehuda asher samu p'neim lavo el eretz Mitzrayim, the remnants of the Jewish people who have decided against my will to live in the land of Mitzrayim. Lagor sham, the samu kol, every Jew will come to an end. Samu means they will come to an end. Kol, every last Jew, the eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Mitzrayim. Yiblu, they will fall, b'cherev, by sword, b'ra'ah, famine, yitamu, they will cease to exist, mikaton v'ad gadol, b'cherev uv'rav yamusu, they will die by sword and by famine, v'hayu le'Allah, they will be a curse. Or we mentioned yesterday an oath, that when one person makes an oath, he says, if I am not faithful to my word, if I am not true to my word, I swear it should happen to me, like what happened to the Jews, l'shama, for devastation, for desolation, v'liklala, curse, u'lecherpan, for disgrace. Pasuk Gimel, u'fakadati al hayoshim b'yeretz Mitzrayim, I will visit, thank you very much. I will visit upon the people who live in Eretz Mitzrayim, in other words, I will visit upon them punishment, destruction, kasher, pakadati al Yerushalayim, like I visited punishment upon Yerushalayim, b'cherev, b'ra'av, v'adover, with a sword, with famine, and with a plague. V'lo yiyye polit v'sodid l'sha'eris Yehuda. There will be no survivors. Haboim lo gorsham yeretz Mitzrayim, of those who come live in Mitzrayim, and none of those people will ever return to Eretz Yisrael, v'lo shuv Eretz Yehuda, to Eretz Yehuda. Ashrahema minasim esnaf sham lo shuv lo shevesham. They lift up their heart. In other words, even though they're living temporarily in Mitzrayim, the people living in Mitzrayim, they said the day will come when we return, when we will make aliyah, when the conditions in Eretz Yisrael get better, the kastim leave, and we're granted sovereignty and autonomy in the land of Eretz Yisrael, then we are going to return. The people of Mitzrayim, they lead to pride that the day will come when they will return to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem says that will never happen to be. They'll end up dying in the land of Mitzrayim. Asher heima menasim es nafsham l'shuv l'shem v'sham, ki lo yashuvu, they will not return, ki im pleitim. The only ones who are going to return are going to be pleitim. Pleitim means a very few. Over here, an article translates as fugitives. I don't know why they call it fugitives, but it means just a few in number. Who were the few in number? So it's interesting. Let's just jump to Rashi.
Refugees.
So who are the refugees? So if you just jump to Rashi right away. Rashi says there were only two people from the entire group of those who went to Mitzrayim, they returned to Eretz Yisrael. Who were they? Yirmiyah and Baruch ben Neriah. They are the only Platon. Yirmiyah, Rashi says, Yidalid, Ubaruch, Chazru, Lasham, they are the only ones who returned to Eretz Yisrael from Mitzrayim.
I thought he was in Baba, Baruch ben Neriah.
They went, in Echanan, there's Machlok, it's really true. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi here says that Yirmiyah, Ubaruch, Chazru, Lasham, Sheheglam, Nevuchadnezzar, Kishenitna, Eretz Mitzrayim, Biyado, Nevuchadnezzar forced Yirmiyah and Baruch ben Neriah to leave Mitzrayim when Nebuchadnezzar conquered Egypt. First, Nebuchadnezzar conquered Eretz Yisrael and exiled the Jews to Bavel, and the survivors after the assassination of Gedaliah ben Achikam went to Mitzrayim. Then later, Nebuchadnezzar came to conquer Egypt. When he conquered Egypt, he wiped out all the Jews, and whoever, the only ones that were left was Baruch ben Neriah and Yirmiyah, and he told them, I'm not going to kill you for whatever reason, but you should escape. Where did they go? They went to Eretz Yisrael. So when this took place in the Eshrim B'Shev, the 27th year L'molchoy of his Malchus, because the Nebuchadnezzar, he conquered Yerushalayim, if I'm not mistaken, in the 19th year of his Malchus. So now in the 27th year of his Malchus, he conquered Egypt. Kach Shenuya B'Seder Oilam. Now, by the way, the Mefarshim point out that that's what it says is Seder Oilam. That's one collection of Midrashim, but there's another collection of Midrashim that says that after Mitzrayim fell to Nebuchadnezzar, Yirmiyah and Baruch ben Neriah went to Bavel, and Yirmiyah died in Bavel, not in Eretz Yisrael. So then the question is, when it says here in the pasuk Kilo Yeshuvu Kiim Pilatim, according to those collection of Midrashim, who are the Pilatim? Well, we don't know, but it wasn't Yirmiyah and Baruch, it was some other survivors who somehow made their way to Eretz Yisrael after the fall of Egypt. So let's see these few psukim inside the Mefarshim pasuk get off in the Mitzudos David. Som Ponai, Hashem says, Asim Hashkachasi Bachem Lahavi Hara. I will set my Hashkach against you to bring upon you evil. Pasuk Yudbeis, V'lokachti Ritzon Elaymar, Ekham El Hara. I will take them out to evil. V'tamukulam Yichlu, every single last Jew will perish in the land of Egypt. And they will be as an Allah, a Shvua, Yishbu'u Bohem, V'yitmuhu al Mapolasam. The world will swear when they want to swear. If I don't keep my word, it should happen to me like it happened to the Jews. And they will be in a state of astonishment, al Mapolasam, V'yiplu Bohem, Kililililililil Sehem. And the Goyim will curse the Jews, V'yicharpu Oysam, and will put them to shame. Upakaditi, what does it mean, Upakati? I will remember. Here in this context, it means Ashkiach. Lipora lihoshiv gemul al hayoshvim. I will pay attention to punish the people that live in Egypt for worshipping idols. They will die b'cherev v'chulu ritzon loymar ba'ola oshiv hagmul lipar mehem. With a curse, I will bring upon them punishment. Lo yihya polit pasuk gedal lo yishar mehem b'mitzrayim sheres mad. Will be absolutely no remnant. V'lashuv. None of them will be able to return. People, they yearn. It's this over here, interesting. Even in all the curses here of the remnants of the Jewish people, we do learn something good about them, and we learn about them that at least even when they were living in Egypt, and they had a good life. They had security, they had prosperity, and they were doing avodah zarah. They were doing the worst possible avodah possible. Yet they took pride that they're going to make aliyah one day. That when they retire, they're going to make aliyah. Now, that's very frightening, because today, you know, I read a recent article is that today the Zionism is down. It's that people living in America, they don't really have any desire to. There's a lack of yearning to return to Eretz Yisrael. That's what studies. I don't know.
Of the Jewish population. As a whole. Only 15%
have visited Israel. So they said, but it's never been. It's never been so low.
Gone to college, so of course their Zionism has been.
Exactly. So that's a very frightening thing, is that traditionally throughout the ages, Jews always yearned with tremendous yearning to go to Eretz Yisrael. The day will come when they will dwell in Eretz Yisrael. And today,
but that was in direct relationship to anti-Semitism,
right,
in that country. The anti-Semitism in Poland was not the same anti-Semitism, let's say, in 1920 in Hungary.
Whatever the reasons are, but today it is the experts have taken note that there is a very, very disturbing trend of young Americans and people throughout the world to have a lack of yearning.
There's no external pressure on that.
Exactly. That's the problem.
Pressure or negative.
That's the problem. But here we learn Derech Agav, these powerful words of the Mitzudos. When he translates the word Asher Hema Minasim Es Nafsham, these are Rishoyim. Yirmiyah is cursing them out. And yet, in the middle of his curses of these people, he's telling them, "You're all going to die here." And even though you yearn for Eretz Yisrael, you'll never achieve what you want. In the Radaki and Mitzudas translates, "Ashahema mitzapim." You yearn umiroimimim, and you elevate yourself. Umafti chimes nafsham. You promise your neshama lo shuv lo sheves shama. Hinei lo kein yeh. It's not going to happen. Ki lo yashuv. You're not going to return. Kim haplaytim echedev oyev. Only a few people from the sword. You have to add some words to the pasuk. Only ones going to are going to be only a very few people. Let's see over here. There is no radak. Okay, you get away without any. No, there is. I'm sorry. The previous. No, that's right. No, we did all the radaks. Okay, now we come to the next section. Pasuk Tezvav. Okay, we're moving very quickly here through these psukim. Okay, Pasuk Tezvav. Vayanu es Yirmiyahu kol hanashim hayidimis kol hanashim. So now the people, they answer Yirmi with chutzpah. Okay, this is a very disturbing response. Many times when the Nevi'im give musus, so the people are quiet. Or they say things that are not moli chutzpah, but here it's moli chutzpah where they respond. Vayanu es Yirmiyahu kol hanashim, all the men. And here we are introduced to the women. The men hayoidim who are aware ki mekatros nishayhem leelohim achirim, they are aware that their wives are offering incense leelohim achirim to other gods. In other words, there are men who are henpecked husbands. That they are coming now to defend their wives. From this expression, it appears that the men really, we don't worship idols. We don't offer incense to gods. But our wives do. They love it. The women, they love this stuff. And we have to defend our wives if we know what's good for us. And they're coming now to respond to Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah, be quiet. Our wives don't like what you're saying. Never start up with the women. And then who else answered? Not just the men who came to defend their wives, the women themselves spoke up against Yirmiyah. All of the women that stood in this great assembly, all of the people that stood, that sat, that lived in Be'eretz Mitzrayim, in the city of Pasros, in Pasros, saying as follows. Pasuk Tezayin. Pasros was one of the four. That was Eretz Pasros. So therefore, it's two parts. There's Eretz Mitzrayim. And again, you have the same thing. You have Eretz Mitzrayim. The word Eretz goes on Pasros. Just like back in Pasuk Aleph, in the beginning of the parak, we had this. There are three cities in Eretz Mitzrayim. There is Migdol, and Sachpanches, and Noif. And then there was Eretz Pasros. So here we have over here the two, Eretz Mitzrayim, and I guess we repeat with Eretz, Pasros Lemar, Pasuk Tezayin, Hadavar Asher Dibarto Eleinu B'Shem Hashem Einenu Shemim Elech, what you have spoken to us, name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are not going to listen. That's a chutzpah. Okay, to outright say, we're not going to listen to Hashem. That's pretty serious stuff. Ki Aso Naseh. Not only are we not going to listen, we're going to defy, we're going to do whatever we want. Aso Naseh, we shall surely, the repetition means we shall surely do, as kol hadavar asher yotzeh mipinu, whatever we want, whatever comes out of our mouth, which includes lekater, to offer incense, limeleches hashamayim, to the kingdom of the heaven, which means to the stars, the moon, the sun, all of the things in heaven that we define as the melech. Okay, limelech hashamayim means... Okay, so what's the other translation? To the host, the queen of heaven. Queen of heaven, which basically means to the Avodah Zarah, whatever it is.
But that would explain the women's enthusiasm.
Why?
Because it's feminine.
Feminine,
deity.
Okay.
They had a feminine god.
Okay. Limeleches hashamayim, ve'haseich lo nisachim, we will pour libations. Kasher asinu anachnu, like we have done, anachnu v'avoseinu melocheinu, our kings, v'sorinu, our princes, v'or Yehudu v'chutzot Yerushalayim, v'nishpa, v'nispa lechem. And look what they say, by doing so, by offering incense and offering libations to these gods, we will thus achieve satiation, satisfaction in bread. V'nispa lechem, will be satisfied with bread. In other words, these gods are going to bring us our sustenance. V'niye toivim, we'll have good lives. V'ra'olo ro'inu, we will not see evil in our eyes. Umin, and I'll prove it to you. The women said, look, we can prove it. How can we prove it? Let's go take out the history books. And let's analyze the economy. On one side, we'll analyze the economy. And the other side, we'll analyze the years when the Jewish people worshipped idols. And we'll match up the years the Jewish people worshipped idols against the years when the economy was good. You'll note that it's been proportioned. When you worship idols, the economy is good. And the years, there's a correlation. And in the years when there was no idolatry, the Nevi'im stopped us, and we only worshipped Hashem, you look at the economy, and you'll see that we were in the red. So that's exactly what they say. Umin Oz. I'll prove it to you, the woman says. Me Oz, from the time Chodalnu, the time when we cease likater to offer incense lemlechas hashemayim vaaseich lo nesachim and nechosarnu vaaseich lo nesachim, the time that the word chadal goes in that expression, we cease from offering libations to the gods, chosarnu chol, we lacked everything, we had no parnasa, uvacherev uvarov tomnu, we ceased through sword and through starvation. Pasuk yutes v'chenachnu mekatrim lemlechas hashemayim. And are we the only ones who are doing this? You're coming to blame us? Are we the only ones that are going and offering incense and offering libations to the gods? Is it without the knowledge of our husbands that we have made delicacies? Kavonim is a very hard word to trace. We had this at the beginning of the Sefer. Kavana means precision. When you make a pastry, ever watch these videos online, how to make pastries? There's a lot of work to go make a pastry. It costs a lot of money to go buy pastries in the bakery, because there's a lot of effort, a lot of work goes into to make that. A lot of ingredients to shape it, to lay it out. So kavanim here means a lot of kavana, effort goes into the food and into the
cakes.
So why are cakes called kavonim? Because a lot of effort goes into preparing them relative to making a loaf of bread. When you make a loaf of bread, so then you just put together flour and water and you mix it together and you put it into the oven. That's not so simple either. Go to Breadsmith, they'll show you that it's not so easy to make a loaf of bread either. But when you make pastries, a lot more work goes into its coming together, and that's why it comes from the word kavana. Kavana means concentration, effort, precision, to make it come out exactly the way you want. Asinulo kavanim. So therefore, our husbands have participated. They're very well aware of all the kavanim that we have made for the idols. Lehaatsiva, to bring it joy. Now, the word laatsiva really means it's a euphemism. It's a euphemism. Over here, the pastor does not want to go say that we want to go give joy to the idol. That's already going a little bit too far. That for Yirmiyah, whoever wrote this sefer, Yirmiyah or Baruch ben Neriah, the one who put Yirmiyah in writing was either Yirmiyah himself or his student Baruch ben Neriah. It was too painful to write that the people made these delicacies in honor of the gods in order to give joy to the gods. So they used a euphemism. Lahatsiv means to bring sadness, to cause them to be sad, and to pour out libation. So here the women are here, over here the people are responding, everyone is responding, but the women in particular are telling Yirmiyah, how dare you? How dare you start up with the women? How dare you attack women? It's not just us. Don't put the blame on us. Our husbands are full partners in what we are doing. And therefore, if you want to go say nasty things, don't direct it towards us. Direct it towards our husbands as well, because we're all in this together. Okay, let's see these few psukim together in the Mefarshim. Starting with Pasuk Tezvav in the Mitzvah Stavit. Pasuk Tezvav says, V'chol Hanashim Oimda. So here there's the response. The women, it was a very great assembly. The women there stood together. The chol ha'am, gam hima hayu nimshachem achareihem. They also were drawn after the men were joined. All the people came to gather together to see what's going on.
To participate in these large public events.
These large events of coin. Pasros is shehi me eretz Mitzrayim. This is part of Eretz Mitzrayim. Interesting. Asher yatsa mipinu, asher kabalnu al atzminu lekatim ulemechas hashemayim. We have accepted this. The women and the men said that we have taken upon ourselves to offer a sacrifice, this order, offer incense and libations to the gods. Lemechas hashemayim, return to leimar. Lekoychov gadol shabashemayim hi hashemesh. Hu hashemesh. Uchiilu moelech al kulam. So here the Mitzilus in his interpretation learns that the melechas hashemayim, the queen of heaven, is the sun. I told you it's the sun, the moon, and the stars. Other commentators say that, but the Mitzudas learns it refers specifically to the sun. They worship the sun. We pour libations to the sun. We will then satisfy with bread. When we worship the sun, then we always did well. And we'll prove it to you, Yirmiyah. Umin os me hazman asher os chodalnu likater chosarnu kol hatoiva shayimanu. When we did not worship the sun, look at history. Go Google it, and you'll see. In those years, we did not succeed.
What's the logic of this? And that, and what's, or what's the flaw in their logic?
What's the flaw in their logic?
There's something called correlation and causality.
Right. No causality. There's
so no there's correlation. No causality. There's correlation. What I'm thinking is that what they don't see is that the punishment lags behind.
Well, that's why.
Okay, that's a very big mystery. That you see, that you really can generalize because every situation is different. Tzadik, v'raloi, rasha, v'toivloi. How does Hashem? When does Hashem punish or reward? That's
the whole idea of compliance. You know,
Hashem is slight.
You think you're going to get punished right away when you do something? God gives you enough rope to hang yourself. Really,
gives you time. Okay, so that's a very complex issue.
That's the thought.
You can't go say that. Look, I did everything I'm supposed to do. How Hashem can you have done this to me? I mean, that's the very big nesoyon. That's the nesoyon of life. The whole life you're dealing with these issues. Okay, pasuk yutes, and then the final blow they give to Yirmiyah is, Yirmiyah, you're starting up with the women. You're attacking the women. You're not going to do well in the polls, Yirmiyah, if you're going to attack the women.
His popularity was never very
This that we are meticulous in offering keteres and nesachim ho'im mi baladei hadas anoshenu asinu l'malechas hashemayim mi nemachol. We're not the only ones. Our husbands are with the program. Lahad siva. Latsiva means sadness, otzev. But here it's a euphemism for happiness. Simcha. Ritzon eloimar. Lisaneach oisa, in order to give the son joy, the omer al derech hakinui, a euphemism. Uchaim oimrois, as if they're saying, ma zeto chiach laano sheinu, leman yimochu biyodenu. What are you going and you're telling the men, go give musr to your wives? What kind of nonsense is this? You're telling the men to give musr to the wives. The men are just as guilty as us. So don't go make us into the villain here and make believe that our husbands are tzaddikim and they're good guys. We're all the same. The chi'ein datam imanu. Okay, so this is the mitzudos. Let's see over here. Rashi pasuk yutes says, "Hami baladei anoshenu shaloi midai tam kavonim lahatziva." What does it mean, kavonim? We translate it as pastries. He translates defusim kidmus atzavim. A whole new interpretation. A defus is a form in the shape of an of atzavim of an avodah zara. Atzavim demus alma kmo le'el, a demus of an, what's an alma of a young girl?
Yes,
a young girl. So over here he seems to learn like miniature idols, dolls. We've made here for the son dolls. Little cabbage patch dolls. What? No, he's saying a new interpretation. According to the Mitsudos learns where he didn't even translate. What does he say over here in look at the Mitsudos Tzioin. He translates kavonim min machol. Okay, it's a food. The Yitochein Shenikra Alkein Alki Asum Bikavonas Halei V'Tikun Raf. Precision and effort went in to make these foods. The chelasos kavonim, we had it back in Perek Zion. So according to the parish of the Mitzudos, kavonim is a food. The way they translated others before, it means like a pastry, which requires a lot of precision to make it perfect. Rashi obviously is coming to disagree. Rashi says they made what appears to be a little idol, a little doll. And the little doll was there as a little getch, a little idol to serve the son. And that was part of the service. We are totally have no understanding of how these things work.
No.
What?
The idea of a god that relates to females is a very common concept. You have Venus and Ishtar, for whom Esther is named, Isis. Moon goddess. These are all fertility type of idols. So.
Okay.
So there was an appeal to the female segment of the population.
Okay. Okay, let's see over here the Radak. Radak starting with Pasuk Yud Zayin. Previous Yud Zayin. Limlechas Hashemayim. If you remember, we learned that according to the Mitzudos, this was the sun. Radak comes and disagrees. Right, so Lemase Hashemayim, the creation of heaven, Vehem HaKochavim, not like the Mitzudos, the stars. Meleches Hakel Yisbach. So Meleches does not mean the queen. Le Meleches is short for Melacha. An Aleph is missing. According to the Perush of Mitzudos, it means a queen. A queen, so therefore there's no Aleph. It's a Melech. The Chaf is not a Chaf Seifis, it's a Chaf. It's opening Chaf because it's been the Sharish is Melech, a king. So there's a queen with a Saf at the end, a queen. But according to Radak, it's not the word Melech. The Aleph in the word is missing. It's as if it says Le Melacha. And it means the creation of heaven. And that includes the stars, the sun, includes everything in the heavens. And every time it says here, we have the word Melechashman multiple times coming up in the next few psukim. Every time it's Melechashman, the Aleph is missing. The Yesh Befashim, Lemelechas Mishorish Melech. Now he quotes the interpretation of the Mitzudos. Lemelech means a king, Ume in Yano, and in this context it means a queen, Kolaymar, and again he does not say refers to the sun, no, he does say, Kolaym Koychav Gadol Hashem Hashemayim Shuhu Melech Al Ha'achayrim Vuhu Hashemesh. The Tirgim Yonasan, Le Koychvas Shemaya, Yonasan learns like the Radak, it means the stars. The stars, Le Koychvas, I don't know, maybe it means the sun, maybe it doesn't mean, Le Koychvas means the star, whatever it means. What? Sun, alright, maybe Koychvas Shemaya, that's not really clear.
Because the
biggest, so therefore
it gets
honorable mention. Okay, pasik of Iniya Toivim Shayinu Bishalva Uvitoiva, and the women had the chutzpah to say to Yirmi that when we serve the gods, then we are satisfied with bread. And we are in a good state. We are toivim shayinu b'shalva. We have serenity uvitoiva and goodness. Pasuk Yitches umin oz chodalnu. And here they have the chutzpah to say, look back in history when we have ceased from serving the gods, then everything turns sour on us. Veheim loy chodlu elo hoyu. I mean, the truth is, the Radak says they never ceased. It's all nonsense. They always worship idols. They're just making this up. Elo hoyu. I mean, im bo lanu ra'a. If it ever happened that evil came upon us, we stopped lekater. We were lazy. We didn't daven with kavana. We didn't daven to the gods with kavana. We were not as diligent. Therefore, therefore they said to the navi, Therefore, we are not going to listen to you. What? You're liars. You did serve. You never ceased. It's a nonsense. Don't go tell me that you ever ceased because you never ceased from serving these idols. Yutas mekatrim bob yud mem l'nikevus mekatrim. There's a yud mem at the end. So the kamo nashim plakshim levanim chitim sarim v'domehem. Even though there's a yud mem. And the Yud Mem normally you would expect it to be referring to males, but that's a rule in grammar that you can use a Yud Mem for a collection of females as well. The plural of females can be either Yud Nun or Yud Mem, so therefore it's not a difficulty. Okay, we're not even the ones that are speaking pasuk to test the women. So you would expect the pasuk chenachnu bekaterin. You would expect the pasuk to say the bekaterin with a nun. But the Radak says it's not a violation of the rules of grammar because rules of grammar you can use a yud mem when you refer to the collective group of noshim as well. Okay, let's now go to further in the Radak. Hami baladei anoshim mama hanoshim v'chihein okar hamaisa. Did the men? They are the ones who are primarily involved in what's happening. Kavonim, Radak is learning like the parish of Mitzudos. Heim mine ma'acholim shayu machinim umagishim levelechas hashemayim v'yonasan tirgim kardutin. What are kardutin? Kardut. I don't know what that means. La'atziva. Lahatziva means to cause sadness. Alderch kinui, it means only to cause joy. There's a euphemism. Ratzolaima, this means to say, l'simcha. Vahea rafa, the heya, the word hatziva is silent. Umishpata bimapik, with a mapik. It's a mapik. Let me see the pasuk inside. Pasuk yutes. Lahatziva, there's no mapik in my hey. Umishpata bimapik, kihi l'kinui. Vea kinui l'melechas hashamayim, b'kibolosh nekeva zoicha oisa. So if it's a mapik, it would mean a feminine. I don't know this. You have to go look at Sefer Michlal. It's Sefer where he describes in detail all these rules. But he's saying a steer, saying it's a mapik, but it's mapik, but yet dina berofa, where it's not mapik. I don't know what he means. I'm not sure what he means. In my edition, there is no dat in the hay. But it's referring over here, Latziva means to give joy to the Melech HaShemayim. It's a euphemism to give joy. Okay, let's continue where we left off. Pasuk Chaf in the text. Pasuk Chaf, Vayom Yom Yol El Kol Am Al Hagvarim. Yom Yom spoke to all the people. Al Tu Hagvarim V'Al Hanashim V'Al Kol Am Ha'inim Oiso Davalim. Are all the people that answered with chutzpah? They answered back. Now he's coming to respond. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Haloi Es Hakiter Asher Kitartem Ba'ar Yehudu V'Chus Yishalayim. The incense offering that you have brought up in the cities of Yehuda, and Yehuz Yishlaim, Atem, you, Vavosechem, Malkechem, your kings, Visorechem, and your princes, Viam Aretz, Osom Zohar Hashem, Hashem has remembered, Vatale Elibo has taken to heart. He has remembered, has taken into consideration. Velo Yuchal Hashem Ola Seis Vibne Roya Ma Alechem, Hashem will no longer bear this in mind due to your evil deeds, Vibne Ha Toivos Asher Asim, due to the abomination that you have committed. Therefore, your land will be lucharba ulishama for liklala mein yoshev chayamazeh. It will be total devastation. Bibnei asher kitartem, because you have offered incense. Asher chatosem lashem v'loshmatem b'kol Hashem uvisaraso uvichukosav in his laws uveedoisav in his commandments. Lahalachtem al kain koroso eschem hara hazos chayamazeh, and that's why it has come upon you this harm, like what I speak to you today. So Yirmiyah is repeating to them everything they said above. Let's see the parsha in more detail inside Pasuk Chaf, the Mitzvah Stavit. Pasuk Chaf, Al Hagvarim. Yirmiyah responds to everyone, which includes the men. El Hagvarim, Ehem Hayodim Ki Mikatois Nishayem, the men that are aware that their wives are offering Ketores. Shepasu Tchilu L'Hashem, V'Al Kol Am, Gam Heim Hanim Shach Machareihem, Dover Hadav Hamul Lamala. Pasuk of Hey Aleph, Oysam Zoch Hashem, Ritzolemar, Im Ki Me'oz Lo Hoye Nifra Mehem, even though Hashem did not punish your forefathers, Hinei Lo Shechocham, Hashem never forgot. Ki Zochar Bochem, V'Olu Alibam, V'Amar Oysam, Ki Leiluhus Harbe Kitru, Mash Amar Hakiter, Hu Shem Haklal, they offered incense to many different types of idols, Avalochol Echor Hoye Kiter Miyuchod. Radak tells us that if you study the laws of Avodah Zarah, you'll take note that every single Avodah Zarah had its own formula, had its own special ingredients. What you offered is Ketores. Pasuk Habeis, V'lo Yuchal Hashem, Lo Yuchal Od Lispol V'laharich Apo Mibnei Roya Ma'alaleichem. He can no longer bear to hold back because of your evil deeds. L'chein Hoyis Ha'artzachem L'charva, and that's why Lin has been destroyed. Chayim Hazeh Shei Charva Mibnei Chazchav Gimel Mibnei Ritzen Olaymar V'lo Yikaru L'chem Ha'ra Al Shechadaltem L'kater. You're liars. So here is finally where the Mitzvah explains what was going on in the previous Pesukim. Yirmiyah over here is telling them, you're liars. You're telling me, Loikara lachem hara'ah, the evil did not happen. Al shechadaltem lekater. Ella bibnei asher kitarte meoz vasher chatosem. Al kain kara lachem mikro hara'ah hazos kayom hazeh shinchem bara'ah. That you find yourself, the reason why you find yourself now in a desperate situation is because of the sins of your forefathers when they offered ketores to Avodah Zarah. Okay, let's see what it says in Rashi. The Rashi says, Pasuk HaBeis, V'lo Yuchal Hashem Ola Seis Kemo Lo Yochol. Radak, Pasuk Chof, Aleph, and Radak Hakter, Shem Bepeles, V'hadiber Ein Bohem. Okay, this is a noun, similar to the grammatical form of V'hadiber Ein Bohem, there is no speech among the idols. Li nakam v'shileim oisam zoch Hashem kol hakitarim shektartem. All of the various types of incense offerings, kiram hoyu halahus kimoshukasu kinisfar recha, there are more idols than there are cities. Ulechein echon mehayim yuchod kitroi, each one has unique ingredients, ki hakter shem klal. Vatale eliba, Hashem paid attention. Oisa kitaris ki kitaris v'kiter echon v'arma v'loshim zoch v'loshim nekeva. Uve'edo isav b'shvo hadalid. Okay, now, fine. Let's go further. Listen to what I have to say to you right now. You, your wives. You have spoken with your mouths. And you have performed with your hands. Milesa means you have performed with your hands. Lamar. We will certainly continue in our evil ways. Es nidorenu, our vows. Asher nodarnu lekatel, which we have vowed lekatel lemelechas Hashemayim, ulahasech lo nesachim, to pour incense before these idols. Hakeim tokimno es nidrechem, we shall certainly fulfill our vows. Ve'osot sa'aseno es nidrechem, our vows. We shall certainly fulfill them, poetic repetition, and we shall certainly do. You evil, wicked people who have promised me, have defied me, and have told me that I'm not going to listen to you, that you are not going to listen to me, and you will continue to do what you want to do, I'm warning you now. Pasuk Chavav, v'lochein therefore, shimu d'var Hashem, kol Yehuda v'hayoshem v'eretz Mitzrayim, hinani, nishpati b'shmi ha'gadol, Amar Hashem, I swear my holy name, my great name, im ye'od sh'minikra b'fi, my name will no longer be pronounced and heard in the mouth of kol ish, Yehuda, Oimer Chai Hashem Elohim b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim. No one will ever say Hashem's name. Why not? Because I'm going to destroy you all. Hinani Shekeid Alehem. Hashem says, I will be diligent upon you. L'ra'ah v'lo l'toiva. V'samu, it will cease to exist. Kol ish Yehuda Hashem Eretz Mitzrayim. Acherev uvarav. Through sword, through famine. Ad kaloisam, until you cease to exist. Uflitei cherev yeshuvun min Eretz Mitzrayim. And the survivors of the sword will return min Eretz Mitzrayim, Eretz Yehuda, to the land of Yehuda will be the same. It will be very, very few in number. V'yadu'u kol sh'eretz Yehuda haboim l'eretz Mitzrayim l'agur sham d'var mi yakum mimeni u'mehem. We'll see whose word endures. You're challenging me. We shall see who will remain standing when all the dust settles. Will it be me or will it be them, those who defy me? The zos l'chem, and here is something which is very important. He gives a sign. V'zos lochem ho'os num Hashem ki fokeid ani aleichem b'mokim hazeh. I'm giving you a sign. I'm going to visit upon you punishment in this place. L'man teidu ki kom yokumu divarai aleichem l'ra'ah. You shall certainly see that my words will come upon you for evil. You have the chutzpah to defy me by telling me we shall certainly do what we want to go do. You'll suffer the consequences. There's not going to be anyone here in this land that's going to remain alive. No one's going to mention my name, which some of them, before I saw the article, I think the way he explains it is that the greatest form of punishment is assimilation. I'm going to abandon you. I'm going to allow you to assimilate into society, and that will be the ultimate destruction. It's one thing to die a Jew. If a person goes and he's killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, so they single you out. You're Jewish. You're not religious. Okay, but even though you're not religious, but you know your mother's Jewish, you're a Jew, and they kill the person because he's Jewish, so to some degree the person died Al Kiddush Hashem, and in the next world he has a chelik in Olam Haba. Like a Chmanel Son Holocaust. There were people who were totally irreligious. I don't know the numbers. But Hitler didn't make it. Hitler was even more machmir. Hitler says, even if your mother is a guy and your father is Jewish, Hitler said, in my eyes, you're still called a Jew. Grandparents, even one of the four grandparents is Jewish, that was enough. It's a Pella. That's not a halacha. He went, as long as any small amount of Jewish blood. Now, to some degree, if a person is singled out because he's Jewish, even though he's 100% irreligious, but I die as a Jew, that's a very great Kiddush Hashem. And that neshama is entitled to a very great reward, which we cannot even fathom, of dying al Kiddush Hashem. But if a Chmana Litzlan, a person, goes off the derech, and he assimilates, and he marries a non-Jew, and his children, the next generation, two generations, there's absolutely no zecher whatsoever that this person was Jewish, and we cannot even identify them as being Jewish, so then that's even worse. Because then when these people, they perish and they go and they die, and they die as goyim, they didn't. There's nothing left of them. There's no Yiddishkeit left of them. They can't even demand in the Olam HaEmes. At least we should have some chilek in Olam HaBa because we died as a Jew. You didn't even die as a Jew. You assimilated.
That was the point of Yisker, by the way. I mean, that's why I mentioned before. The Yisker was constructed for that purpose when they killed the Assyrian Greeks in time of the storm. They killed the people, and when they went to bury them, they turned them over. They found they had slumming around their waist, and they didn't know did they die as a Meshulid or did they die as a Jew. So they wrote a tefillah, Yisker Em L'Tova. That's what it said.
They should remember L'Tova. It was meant for the people that died.
That's when it was written.
Even though they were irreligious and they were slumming,
remember them for Tova. We don't know.
They were still Jews.
Right.
I understand. I once read Buchwald. He said, he ran the program Shabbos Across America. So he says the reason why we run Shabbos Across America is because he says, I remember this, he says in America there are 10 million Jews. Now, this like almost 20 years ago when I heard him make the speech, he says in America there are approximately 10 million Jews today in America. If you will ask them, he go 10 million times, are you Jewish? And they will say, no, I'm not Jewish. I'm not Jewish. I'm nothing. And then you'll say to them, is your mother Jewish? Yes, my mother is Jewish. Do you know that if your mother is Jewish, that means you are Jewish? I didn't know that. So he said the statistics that they have from his research is there are 10 million people that fit into that category. And he said if you wait 10 years, this is probably almost 20 years ago, if you wait 10 years from now, these people will come to a point where if you'll ask them, are you Jewish, they'll say no. Is your mother Jewish? They'll also say no. Or these people will, the time when it's time passes, to identify even people who would say that their mother is Jewish is fading away.
There's a famous actor, Henry Louis Gates does an ancestry show, and he was one famous actress that, so at the end of the show, they give you where you come from and what your blood is and your ancestry. And she looked at the sheet there and he says to me, oh, I'm part Jewish. And he said to her, no, dearie, you're Jewish.
Not part Jewish, you're the real deal.
You're not part Jewish, you're Jewish.
I'm Madeleine Albright. I reminded myself one time I went to a doctor's office. The guy working there explained with Mojo. So I asked him, are you Jewish? So he says, I don't know, I have to ask my mother.
So this is the deeper meaning. If you go back into the psukim, okay, just go back into the psukim. It says over here. It says, go back. We read these psukim. Lochein shimu dvar Hashem. You go back where it says pasuk avav. In pasuk avav, it says the shimu dvar Hashem. Called Yehuda Yosef Meretz Yisrael. Hinani nishpati b'shmi agadlam Hashem. Im yeod, I swear. Im yeod shmi nikra. My name will no longer be called b'fi kol ish Yehuda, among the Jews of Yehuda who are living in Egypt. Oimer, one of them that will say, Chai Hashem Elokim b'chol eret, Chai Hashem Elokim, by the life of Hashem Elokim. In other words, there will be no, the Jews will be destroyed with the ultimate destruction. They won't even die al kiddush Hashem. If they'll die al kiddush Hashem, that wouldn't be so bad. But they're going to be Jews, and they'll not identify themselves as Jews. They're not going to say, I live by the name of Hashem Elokim. So these, and they'll just die as non-Jews. They'll die anonymously as non-Jews. This is the ultimate curse. It wouldn't be so bad if Nebuchadnezzar, when he would come to conquer Mitzrayim, and he would say, you're a Jew. Oh, I'm going to kill you because you're a Jew. So that's a Kiddush Hashem. That's a Kiddush Hashem, whatever that means. You know, not an ideal, obviously, but that's someone who dies like a Kiddush Hashem. But there's not going to be in Mitzrayim a person that's going to say, Chai, Oimer, Chai Hashem Elokim. No one's going to identify themselves as Jews. So when they're going to die, they're just going to die as ordinary people. So what are they going to take with them into the next world? Observance of mitzvahs? Certainly not. Fact, at least I'm a Jew. Like you see today, you know, yeah, Daniel Pearl. Right, Daniel Pearl, was he at all religious?
No.
Zero, right? As far as I know, zero. But his last words were, I'm a Jew.
Oh.
Right? I'm dying. It's something very powerful.
The one who they slit his throat? Yeah.
Daniel Pearl, the New York Times reporter.
And Ed Koch has Arabs raised on all sides. Captured by Arabs.
Okay, so there's something to over here. It's more. It's very frightening when you don't even have that. Okay, let us go through these last psukim before we conclude the parak. Let's go through these psukim.
They videotaped it.
Okay, let's go through, starting with Pasuk Chaf Hey in the Mitsudos David. Starting with Pasuk Chaf Pasuk Chaf Dalet.
By the way,
Chaf Dalet, yeah.
Also said the same thing.
Yeah, he has on his grave, on his tombstone.
Yeah. I am a Jew.
My mother was a Yid. I'm a Yishmael.
So let's finish up. Pasuk Chaf Hey. Atem unusheichem. Mitzvah Leimar. Atem kumon unusheichem das achas lochem. That the divine befichem that you return Leimar mash anoshim medarbas him befichem ki kein tzivisim lochem ladaber. Yirmiyah said that you and your wives are all the same. You all have one answer. You have fulfilled your promises. You have offered incense to the gods. Lemor aso masha tamu aso nase hein yodati shetekaimu es nidrechem lekater lo od ma'ata. I know that you're going to be true to your word, that you're going to offer incense to the idols. The also kofal dobi l'shonis repeats himself in point of competition. Paschal b'chavot im yeod shmi nikra. Hashem says, I swear, I'm going to wipe you all out to the degree that there will be no one here living in Egypt that will say that the chai Hashem elokim. Return loymar loy arich oid api ad. I'm not going to be patient anymore. Until you do tshuva, I'm not going to wait for that long. I'm not going to wait until you do tshuva. I'm going to bring about their death very, very soon. It's not going to be any Jew living here that will say, when he makes an oath, will swear by God's name. But among the few people that will survive what happens in Egypt and will make their way back to Eretz Yisrael, the few in number, they indeed will say, Chai Hashem kish yeshuvu li Eretz Yehuda. Pasuk of Zayin, Hirni Shoykeit, Eshtadel v'amar lechem lohara lohem
v'loy... Told that there were only
two people, according to Rashi. According to Rashi. According to Rashi, only two survivors. Pasuk of Zayin, Hirni Shoykeit, I will be diligent. Eshtadel v'amahar aleichem lohara lohem v'loy lehetet v'amihoyim. I will be diligent to bring upon you evil. Pasuk of Ches, Ufleite cheref, hanim latim in acheref, those that survive the sword. Asher yeshuvun mimitzrayim le'eretz Yehuda, that will make their way back to Eretz Yisrael. You misay misbar, ritzon olemar, anashim muatim, a few people, like we said, Rashi, only two people survived. The Yehidu, the Oz Yehidu, divrei mi yischenim, will know whose word endures. Im hadvar mimeni, shamati shemimitzrayim yitamu v'yichlu, im hadvar mehem, or your word endures. Sha'amu sheyashuvu b'mitzrayim betach, you live in Mitzrayim with security, v'yiskaimu shama. Pasiv chavtes, v'zois lochem ois. Now I'm going to do a sign. Now the sign is coming up in the next pasuk, which we'll have to do tomorrow because there's a medrash which elaborates a little bit upon the next what the sign is. But Hashem says, you don't believe me? I'm going to predict something that you would never expect would happen, and that will serve as a sign that what I say will come true. No one would ever imagine that Paro, who is the world power, would be given over into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. When you see that Paro, the Pharaoh, has been conquered, has become submissive to Nebuchadnezzar, something you never would have expected happen, that is a sign that your gloom and doom is just around the corner. It's coming very, very soon. Leman teidu, b'mesh sheyeh paro nimsa b'yad v'chanetzah teidu b'zeh asher yiskaimu divarai aleichem l'rov hu kofal idim b'milum shonis. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, pasuk lamed, that we'll do that, that's already that tomorrow. Let's just see the last words of the Radak. Radak, starting with pasuk chof dalid. There is not the pasuk chof hey. That the berne befichem hanun beinian kasher. I'm just going to run through these dictograms very quickly. Ha'avav beinian kasher kevav imlo yispu violinu. The vav vat the berne. Usfasayrinos yahalalu. The vav pi amar kasher dibarte befichem. This that you spoke with your mouth of yetchem gimileisem kolma min melachtem min mileisem biyetchem. The Achri Kain Perash Hadiba Vahamaisa. Then the next psukim explains what you said and what you did. The Amar Kneged Hanoshim, and he spoke to the women. The Yafal Pishama Atem Unesheichem, even though he said, you, the men and the women, Ki Ikar Hamaseh Hoya Binoshim Kemo Shama. The Ikar Hamaseh were the women. In Golos, this is a very powerful lesson. This section, we're not dwelling upon it. But this section over here is the first episode of Golos. Remember, the Eretz Yisrael was destroyed. The Jews were taken as captives to Bavel. there were few people that were allowed to remain free. Okay, the Athens, those that went into Bavel were slaves, were captives. They didn't get their freedom until much later on. So the only segment of the Jewish people that had freedom were the people that were first under the authority of Gedaliah ben Achikam, and then subsequently went to live in the free land of Mitzrayim. So these are the only free Jews. All of the rest of the Jews were either dead, or they were taken down to Bavel, and they were slaves in Bavel. So here you have freedom. And who is the one that's making the trouble? The women. Maisa Avos Simin Labanim. It's not a joke. And throughout history, and they talk about today, you know, when I became a member for the RCA, I applied for membership for the RCA a number of years ago. I haven't paid my dues in a long time. Don't tell them that. But when I applied for membership, they were obsessed. Oh, no one listens to the shir. If someone listens to the shir, raise your hand. No one's doing it. It's a private record for myself. For what? I don't know why. Well, I don't know. But when I applied for membership, they were obsessed with women's issues. They wanted to know, not that the people they knew me well, but they just, for the record, they had to go ask me all these questions. And the majority of the questions they asked me was, what am I hashkafa regarding all the various matters relating to Noshim and their role in the Beis HaKnesses, their role in the community, their role in society. And it's a very, very big issue. And it's interesting that in Golus, we try to hide it, is that one of the dangers, this is really foreshadowing what Golus, this is the first trouble of Golus, of free people, not dealing with the Babylonians, because they're slaves. But in Yerushalayim, the first mussar that Yirmiyah gives the people in Yerushalayim is focused on the women. That the women are doing things that are not proper, and the men are going along with them. That is a problem in Golus, where women can get out of control and influence men to do things that are not 100% proper. I mean, you don't like to hear that, right? That's something which is unsettling for many of us, but that's what it says. That's the lesson to learn here. Yeah?
Are you saying that was a free society then?
It was, and Egypt was a free society. This is the first free society of Jews in Golis. There's no question about it.
Feminist movement in Egypt?
I don't even want to call it feminist. What is feminism? That's a very vague term, feminism.
It's a modern term.
What? Whatever it means. The facts speak for themselves. The women here were out of control. That's what it says. They were doing things that was forbidden, and their husbands were quiet and were influenced to follow them and let them do whatever they want. And Yirmiyah is focusing his mussar primarily upon them. They are the source of all the problems. Haloi davar, that this is the first episode of trouble after Golus, in Golus. And you don't have, that means that when there is the Klal Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael and the Shechin is present. This problem did not exist to this degree. I mean, the queens, we mentioned the queens, the kings, and the queens, they were all equals in doing Averis. But the degree over here has shifted. It's a clear shift in who we're holding responsible for the trouble. And that is a result, it appears, of Churban. Okay, what it means, I don't know. It's something to keep in mind, and there's no question about it today in modern Orthodoxy, open Orthodoxy, and conservadoxy, this is really the crux of the question. It all comes down to what is the role of a woman in society? It's all about that. And I'm not making this up. You go out of town. We live in Brooklyn, so in Brooklyn is a whole different type of a little shtetl here, and Flatbush, and Borough Park, and the Five Towns. But you go outside to America, it's a whole different world. It's a whole different world. Things that years ago were unheard of today are almost standard. When a girl becomes a bas mitzvah, so years ago, even in a modern Orthodox synagogue, when a girl becomes a bas mitzvah, so the rabbi announced, Mazel Tov, the so-and-so become bas mitzvah, they have a party. But today it's almost normal in many modern Orthodox shuls in America, when a girl is bas mitzvah, she gives the drasha. She comes into the main shul, she stands up, she gives the drasha. She gives
during the davening or after
davening? During davening. So years ago it was unheard. Today, first, after davening, in the lady section. Now, today it's almost normal. In the shul, after davening, before davening, the whole standards have shifted. Halachically, can you say it's wrong? You can't say it's wrong. There's no violation of halacha. There's no violation of halacha. Is it in the spirit of the law? Well, it depends who you ask. But there's no question, modern orthodoxy, it has shifted very, very much outside of our little shtetl, our little comfort zone over here in New York. And this is a fact. Go outside. I know this is a fact in certain places. So it's interesting that this is a nisoyon of galus, of the role of nashim in their influence over men. Let's finish up what it says here. In the Radak pasuk chafhei v'atabad pasuk. Okay, let's go. V'yetchem aleisem. We did it already. Next pasuk chaf vav. Im ye oit shmi nikra kevod shein shem mash oimer lohem hanavi b'shmi. Since the people are not listening to what the Navi says in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yeshmi od niskar b'fiyem. The Radak is powerful. Radak is saying it's midah keneged midah. Since you don't want to listen to Hashem's name from the Navi, so midah keneged midah, you will never say Hashem's name. You'll never take pride in being the people of Hashem. Ki soichle mechelev harav hafich mashohaya shelo nir milchama ulechem lo nirav. You claim that we're going to go to Egypt, and in Egypt we have the good life. In Egypt, we're not going to see milchama, and in Egypt, we're not going to starve for bread. Just the opposite. There, in Egypt, you're going to starve, and you're going to be killed by the sword. B'fi kol ish Yehuda, b'fi rubam ki tzadikim hayavam. The Radak says not every single person in Mitzrayim was a Rasha. There were a few good men, including Kemo Yirmiya uBaruch ben Iriya, the Omar at Kalosam. Achar she'amar v'tamu l'tamu, it's this repetition. It says they're going to be destroyed after v'tamu l'toisefes beor. The chayzek ko'inyan to strengthen the concept. V'ma she'amar kol v'tzolayma rubam. Kol does not mean every single one; it means the majority. That's why we say meloich al kol ha'olam kuloi on Rosh Hashanah. Why do we say the word twice? Meloich become the king al kol, the entire ha'olam kuloi. Why do you say kulo? You already said kol ha'olam. Because many times when you say the word kol, it does not necessarily mean every single last one. It means the majority. So you want to say kodesh baruch hu, you are the king over every last cockroach on this world. You say melech al kol ha'olam, and you emphasize it kulay. So here when it just says kol, it does not mean every single last person over here is a Russia. There are a few good men, Baruch ben Iri and Yirmiya, and that's why it says, Masha makol retzlam rubam, shor amar upleti chedev, Masha amar al kaloysam, who al derech haflog, it just means it's going to exaggerate. Chavches, mesem etzbor, kmo Yirmiya, hanovi, Baruch ben Iri, ma'atim, achedim, tzadikim, shay bohem, and a few others that were tzadikim, v'zois lam lo'ois pasuk la'chavtes, I'm going to provide a sign, ki kishatiru, bikarv, nevuchanetz, abo, el paroi, when you're going to see in the near future, the unimaginable. Who would ever imagine that Nebuchadnezzar would conquer Paro? Paro was an equal to Nebuchadnezzar. The Baal Paro, commotion, he basically lochem, and you'll see this event happening that's unpredictable. That will be a sign to you that your destruction and your elimination and aliation is imminent. Teidu ki seifchem l'chalois be'eretz mishraim, ki kom yakum, koim b'chalois, koim. Is okay. I don't know, makar. It's a noun. Kamo v'shoyv elai. We'll leave that. And tomorrow, Mirat Hashem, we'll do pasuk lamed, which is a little bit of a medrash on, which describes exactly what is the sign that Hashem is providing for the destruction of the Jews living in Mitzrayim. Okay, we'll stop here.